Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm excited for it. I think everybody's excited for it. I think, you know, even DJ said it after, you know, the game. We feel as if we let them off the hook.
That's right. That is Bears quarterback Caleb Williams talking about the Packers 28-21 loss at Lambeau Field from last week.
Baby T, what the hook gonna be?
All right.
I don't need no hook on this beat.
Yeah,
I love it.
Great song.
And it's a great let him off the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Baby T will surprise ye.
Yeah, that surprise. I don't even know if Baby T was alive when that song came out.
That's true.
Yeah, chances are probably not.
for any reference, by the way.
Yeah. 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 Well, you thought you were bad with Reggie Fleming. What do you think he was thinking?
Oh, my God. He's like, Reggie, that is so far out of his purview. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score. Layla has the day off. Clay Harbor is in for Layla today. And we have some breaking news as well.
I love breaking news.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you and Marshall by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is absolutely sick. DeMarco Jackson of the Chicago Bears named the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. How about that? I love this. He had 7 tackles last week, a couple pass defenses. We know he had the sack, and he had a very important interception because essentially it led to what many of us believe might have been Caleb Williams' highest degree of difficulty throw and ultimately catch by DJ Moore in that game. So, God, this is just another feather in the cap of the organization this year for the Bears that they are able to bring in DeMarco. Like, it didn't, like, with TJ Edwards having been out so much this year and Tremaine Edmonds, this guy steps in, has been nothing but good in making plays.
The crazy thing is, this is his fourth NFL start. He's been kind of a journeyman, a special teams guy, but he's able to make the biggest play of the game. It was clearly the turning point of the game. You get the interception, tip it to yourself. When it felt like this might be the drive where the Browns get back within one score, and in two plays, it went from 14-3 to 21-3, and the game was essentially over at that point.
Clay, when you have players like that popping up, I mean, that you have to have that in an, or like winning teams in any sport. There's always these like peripheral guys that do big time work, and he's just a great example of it.
Think about it: the players that the coordinators or the position coaches have brought in, Nashawn Wright, Al Harris guy, drafted when he was in Dallas. When you got a history with these guys, it makes it easier for them to transition. Dennis Allen wanted DeMarco Jackson. He's a guy he had in New Orleans, and he comes in, he believed in him. That's why he wanted to get him here. And DeMarco Jackson had the interception, but he was good getting off of blocks, stuffing run plays. I just did a post about him on X just because I was impressed after watching the All-22 with everything he did, not just the interception that everybody saw, but good against the run, good in coverage, good in his drops, knows what he's doing, and he was a middle linebacker having the green dot in his helmet.
Where are you on X? So people, if they want to check out that breakdown of DeMarco Jackson.
Marshall Harris on air.
No, that's not even my handle. You can't even get it right. Every time we do this, he never gets my handle right. It's M. Harris on air. Yours, Clay Harbs 82.
Clay Harbs 82.
I love that you guys know each other's Twitters. That's
he
adorable.
He doesn't know mine. That's
I
the
barely
point.
Doesn't. Yeah.
That's the point. Mark's is like Mark
No. My because my Instagram was hacked, we had to change it to Mark_Grody on Instagram. And because my Twitter was hacked, that had all the followers, I had to get a new Twitter as well. That is at Grody Sports.
Why didn't you just keep the same handle for all your social media?
Well, because they got
I know, but once you harassed. Had to reassign them, you should have.
Because they're still in the ether. They're still. I still have hope that someday
at
Mark Grody Sports will return. It will happen.
Elon fired all the workers who would be able to help you with that.
And you're not wrong about that, man. It was like I tried in this company, the higher ups, nobody could help me because Twitter stopped helping the companies.
Exactly.
It's pretty amazing. This Friday, before we get back into Bears-Packers, well, this is Bears-Packers. This Friday, join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of the Brat Bowl featuring round two of Chicago versus Green Bay. Our show, this show, Raheem Harris and Grody, will be there broadcasting from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. We'll be joined by special guests, including Patrick Manley at 11, Henry freaking Melton at 1 o'clock.
Henry freaking Melton.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta
your
bring
affinity
that.
For Henry Melton needs to be studied.
Well, your lack of affinity for appreciating and respecting why I'm amazed by this, and I'm gonna bring it up here in a second. Plus, hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the show gears up for a huge day the next day. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru in Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. All right, Clay.
Yes.
Here's the thing with Henry Melton here, and maybe this needed to be hit home to Marshall as well. I cover the Chicago Bears, right? And you know me a little bit. Like, I got a whole Bears thing going on. I think if you know me, you know that, like, I have majored in Bears since I was 11 years old. Like, I have a thing. Bears, right? Like the whole thing, right? I like the popular players. I like the less popular players. I like nostalgia with the Bears, anything Bears. And so when I was amazed that this guy hangs out with Henry Melton, I feel like you don't even know me. As like, why would you not even throughout the time? How long have we been working together? Let's just say 2+ years or
yes,
whatever.
That's
like,
fair.
Like in terms of like just whatever
all the shows
that we have done together. If you know me, you know that I would be. It doesn't have to be the headline. You don't have to say, hey, Mark, nice to meet you. I know Henry Melton. But somewhere along the line, don't you want to be like, hey, Grody, I hang out with Henry Melton and that kind of. And I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty sick.
You
I like Henry
is?
Melton.
I don't think of Henry Melton the same way that you think of Henry Melton. Henry Melton to me is just a guy that I know.
He's just Henry from the block to you.
Yeah,
I
know him through Clay. Clay and our mutual friend Amber, and that's how I met him. And he's just a cool dude that I sometimes see out. Like what?
Yeah, we just talk about the glory days together, me and Henry. You know, that's it. That's my boy. Henry.
Oh, you
know.
Yeah. Well, like from you, I get it. You played the game.
Oh, I'm not worthy to be in the same circle with
but,
you.
And
Henry.
I haven't worked. I've worked with Clay, what, 10 times we've been on a mic together, 15, whatever it is. I've been working with you and establishing this relationship, and not at one point in time did you tell me. And he wasn't like, and he was a fairly. For the time, like a fairly prominent Bear, he got
money. A Pro Bowler.
He was a Pro Bowler, and his career with the Bears ended unceremoniously because there was an injury involved. But he's not nobody.
I didn't say he was nobody. He's somebody to me. That's why I don't even know how you actually found out that I knew him.
I don't remember.
I think Ray was asking for guests. I was like, hey, I told Henry we'd get him on the show this week, and then Ray's like, all right, have him. And I was like, and then you were just. Confused almost.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't believe that I could get Henry Melton to come on the show. And like, what are you talking about, bro?
It's not even that. It's just that I didn't know about your relationship with Henry. I felt like
I was cheating on him with Henry Melton.
Not even
I know
that.
Clay too.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all...
I birthed Clay into the media space, and here he is fully grown. He's well past adolescence.
All right, let's get into this a little bit here. We know what happened in the last game. The Packers beat the Bears. It comes down to one play. Caleb Williams intercepted it in the end zone by Keyshawn Nixon. So I want to start with you, Clay. What do you think is the biggest thing that the Bears should have learned, maybe did learn, from that first game, Bears-Packers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I think when you look at the numbers, you look at the game, Jordan Love ate up the slot defenders. He was 7-for-7 for 150 yards when targeting the slot. So you have to have a plan. You can't leave these guys on an island because Kyler Gordon ain't walking through that door. He ain't coming back. He's an IR, right? So you got to have a plan for that. I think you have to maybe do a little bit more two deep safety looks. And you look what he did against the blitz. Against the blitz, he was 9-for-12, 171 yards, 3 touchdowns, 156.3 passer rating. So less blitzing, let your safeties deep a little bit, and don't try to do so much as far as pressuring him, because now at least you know that you won't have Kyler Gordon. Let your front five maybe send an occasional blitz. I'm not saying let him just sit back there and eat you apart, but he is not the guy you want to blitz and give open holes in the defensive backfield. And then offensively, like we talked about earlier, Caleb started very, very slow. A lot of this has to do with Micah Parsons. On the year, they're averaging about 33 play-action passes per week. Against the Packers, last week when they played them last, they had 60% play-action passes. Most of that was to get extra blockers thrown at Micah Parsons. So I think you kind of have to throw that out the window a little bit. The Bears were 5-for-13 on drop-back passes, regular drop-back, no play-actions for only 43 yards. So I think you can get more into that. But the thing that changes there, because from last week to this week, obviously is Micah Parsons, maybe Evan Williams or safety. You will be able to get bigger runs. I think you realize this safety was having a big impact on the game. When I watched the All-22, the Bears didn't have a run over 9 yards. They still ran the ball pretty well, but they didn't have those explosive runs, which they lead the NFL in. So if Evan Williams out, run the ball, play action, you don't have to allot as many offensive players to block Micah Parsons like you would have if this was last week. So I think you learn some things, but you got to realize you might have to go back to last year's tape. Ben might have to go back to Halfley before Micah Parsons to kind of find out what he likes to do when you don't have the best or the second best edge rusher on your team for his defensive play calls.
I think you have to have your offense unlocked and unlocked in a hurry. You know, when it's really, really cold outside, or when you really, really have to go to the bathroom and you're rushing to get to your door and you don't have time to be fidgeting with your keys because your body can sense that, yo, you got to go. So I got to get in here. And I think too many times, and last game being a great example, they were fidgeting with their keys on offense. You can't fidget around. They've got to make sure that Caleb Williams and this offense gets off to a clean start. That is the most important thing. The second most important thing, Dennis Allen has to make sure he has the chess pieces to operate whatever it is he wants to throw at Jordan Love. I honestly think they need to stop the pass first and just hope that their tacklers actually tackle this time. Because you can look at a couple plays in that game where they just did not tackle.
Josh Jacobs' run that put him in position to score that big touchdown.
Exactly.
Wrap up.
So I think those are the two things, though. It's don't fidget around with your keys on offense, and also on defense, stop Jordan Love first and make sure your guys just, you know, do their jobs in terms of just basic tackling on Josh Jacobs.
Right, and I do like the idea of, obviously, you know, the less blitzing because it didn't work. In fact, you were burned by it. Doesn't mean you don't give the appearance of pressure in many cases. But I will go back, to what you're talking about with the offense. And what was it, playing with your keys, playing with your food?
Fidgeting around. Yeah.
The Bears have now gone, and this is a regression. This is a legit criticism from earlier this year. The Bears have now gone 6 straight games – without making an impact on their first offensive drive of the game. Have you been able to pinpoint anything as to the why there, Clay? Because that looked so good earlier, to the point where I felt we were beyond that, because that was a huge story last year. A lot of the Bears' first drives last year were laughable, and it's getting to be that way again over the last six games.
I even want to go to last week for this, because you can take away some things, you can not take away some things, because you're playing against the Browns. What do we know the Browns do very well? They play defense. They're one of the best defenses in the league. They're number one in passing defense. They were fourth in yards per carry against. This was a really good defense that they were playing against, and they did a lot of things successful. Caleb Williams had a great game. His EPA was the fourth best against the Browns this season. His 8.6 yards per attempt were the second best against the Browns this season. I think they had a good plan. After that first drive, you saw them improve. There was a couple drops. Kyle Manunga, if he catches that screen, that might be a house call.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think if you start fast, I think they've really come up with some good plays. And you got to realize this. Ben Johnson is playing chess. So he's setting some things up, some things he just wants to get on the defense's radar. He is probably the best coach, offensive play caller, at marrying up a play-action pass with the run game. Makes them look identical. So if they get a stop in the first drive on a run, okay, they've seen it now. Now Ben goes, okay, we're going to use that same movement, that same motion, that same scheme, but now we're going to throw a play-action pass off of it. So some of it, I think, is Ben setting stuff up for later in the game. And I know Andy Reid was a guy that always liked to do that. Okay, we're going to get this out early so we can set this up later in the game. So that's something that I think you got to really take into account there. Obviously, your first 15, people think it's just to get the game started as fast as possible. A lot of time, it's to set things up for later in the game that you know you'll have success on after showing it to a defense.
What we know is that the crowd is going to be ready for this game. Obvious, they're going to be pumped up on a Saturday night. They were ready in the third quarter when the Green Bay sucks chant started against the Cleveland Browns, which was just hilarious as I thought about it more, because they had to be quieted down. That said, when we come back, we're going to do our halftime segment today. We'll be examining Grady Jarrett's call to action to Bears fans for Saturday's massive game against the Packers. We'll look into that, and we'll give you our thoughts on all of that as it pertains to really any sport in this town when you got to get the crowd into the game. It's coming up next on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.